You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, June 23rd, week 161 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Thursday, it's time to announce this week's America's Sweetheart. I think this person's going to go really far, Mike.
I think he's got a promising career ahead of him.
Promising career ahead of me. Morgan Freeman.
The one and only.
How old is Morgan Freeman,
ooh.
Mike?
Ooh, this one's tough.
Yeah, because he got famous when he was already old, I think.
Yes. All right.
Not really. I just looked it up, and he's been famous for a long time.
All right, let's see here.
I'd be surprised if he got this
man,
right.
This one's hard.
Yeah, it is a hard one. Ugh. Oh, and just so you know, it was just his birthday a few weeks ago. His birthday's on June 1st, so.
Okay. Man, I wish I would have heard about this. So, I'm going to say he's not 70 because I think I would have heard about that. But I will go 68 years old.
I want to give you another shot at that because your answer, I think that's the furthest off you've ever been.
Really? 63? Is he older?
Well, you went the wrong way. Yeah.
I went the wrong way? He's that old?
Yeah.
73?
You're getting closer.
Are you serious? 76?
Higher.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Blowing my mind. 78.
79.
Oh, my gosh.
He was 78 like 2 weeks ago.
Stop it.
3 weeks ago.
Stop it.
4 weeks ago.
Come on. This guy's nonstop working.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
This is ridiculous. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Man. I mean, he's almost as hard a worker as Carl Reiner, man. I don't think he tweets as much as Carl Reiner, though.
No. He considered joining the Air Force to become a fighter pilot, but opted to stay with acting instead. He worked as a mechanic in the U.S. Air Force. He's reprised the same character 3 times. He played Dr. Alex Cross in Kiss the Girls, and then reprised the role for Along Came a Spider. He played God in Bruce Almighty, and then reprised it for Evan Almighty. And he played Lucius Fox in both Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. And The Dark Knight Rises, right?
Yes. They didn't list that
one? They didn't list that one.
Bizarre. Maybe that came out before.
He's earned his private pilot license. He has recorded a new radio public service announcement about the national parks. He has starred in 2 movies based on Stephen King books, Dreamcatcher and The Shawshank Redemption. He has appeared in 2 films opposite a main character named Jack Ryan, which was The Sum of All Fears and The Big Bounce. And I've seen both of those movies. In Big Bear, I've seen both of those movies. He owns a boat, which is berthed, I don't know what that means, in the Caribbean, B-E-R-T-H-E-D, in the Caribbean. His busy schedule, however, only allows him to go sailing on it once a year. He's often called the greatest living actor in film, a title he humbly waves off and says he's just lucky. What a humble guy.
Man.
He arrived in Los Angeles in 1959, and his first job was a clerk typist. He speaks fluent French, and he gave an introductory speech in French to the crowd of extras gathered in Montreal's Olympic Stadium to portray the Baltimore Super Bowl audience in The Sum of All Fears. In 2005, he won the right to the internet domain name morganfreeman.com from the company Mighty LLC of Charleston, St. Kitts, and Nevis in a UN panel. I don't know what that means. He received a trademark on his name from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on September 19, 2006. Most of the characters he has played aren't written specifically for an African-American actor. That's because they're specifically written for Morgan Freeman in my mind.
Whoa.
That's not true. The second part's not true.
Okay.
But the aren't written for an African-American actor. He keeps his Oscar statuette inside a cabinet which resides in his office. The cabinet was built by a good friend of his in 1998, especially for the Oscar that his friend predicted he would win. It even came with a plaque that read, "No parking reserved for Oscar." He has played three men who teach someone how to box in three separate films. First, he played Gil Pete in The Power of One. Then he played Alex Cross in Kiss the Girls. And then, where at the beginning of the film, he was teaching a group of young boys how to box. And he also played Eddie Scrap Iron Dupree in Million Dollar Baby. He's the only African-American actor to appear in three Best Picture Oscar winners: Driving Miss Daisy, Unforgiven, and The Million Dollar Baby. In January 2001, he opened Medidi, a fine dining restaurant in Clarksdale, Mississippi, with local attorney and businessman Bill Luckett. They also co-own Ground Zero Blues Club, a blues bar and grill that opened in May 2001. That would have been poorly titled in a few months.
Yes.
He's friends with Kenny Chesney. He lives in Charleston, Mississippi, in New York City, New York. He recently became a beekeeper. That's one thing I don't want to do if I ever had a lot of land. That's it.
Interesting.
79 years old, though.
Yeah, that is shocking to me.
Okay, let's watch some trailers. Free State of Jones, Independence Day Resurgence, The Neon Demon, and The Shallows all come out today. So let's start out with Free State of Jones, a film by STX Entertainment, which is an employer of one of our friends.
Got some McConaughey's.
Mm-hmm. Look at that weak beard, though.
Not great. Got some Civil War.
Civil War or Revolutionary War?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Civil War. I think. Is it not Civil War? Blow my mind. It's not Civil War.
I think it is Civil War because I think they're talking about slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Confederate soldier. He was a Confederate. Then he became an outlaw.
Oh, is that guy? What's his name?
Dude from House of Cards.
Yeah. It's my hero. 5 years.
He said the title.
State of Jones. That movie looks awesome. I'm actually very excited for that.
It looks pretty cool.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it in theaters.
Yeah.
But it looks better than this next movie, which is Independence Day Resurgence. Bah. Me neither. He's actually talking about the 20th anniversary of that thing you do.
Hunger Games. We get a Will Smith picture of him.
That's pretty surprising. A woman president, how ludicrous.
Come on, you got the gold bloom, though.
Yeah.
It's always a plus. Got some Brent Spiner.
Oh, we get that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard something about... I heard they're only doing, like... Like, the first press screening they're doing is, like, 11 a.m. the day it opens or something, which is not a good sign.
Nope.
Usually, you try to hide it from the press if you don't think it's going to be so great.
Do you think there's going to be a surprise that Will Smith is actually in the movie?
No way. No. Apparently, I was hearing now that, like, he would have been in it, but he needed, like, $50 million or something crazy.
How much do you think he got paid on the first one?
Oh, like nothing. It was like his first movie.
No, it wasn't. Because his first movie was a movie I just wanted, like, put on a list to watch.
His first big movie.
Yeah.
The movie that made him a star.
No, this... No. Not according to Leonard Maltin.
No? This didn't make him a star?
What was it? Because he was in a movie in like 1992.
I hope it's good, though. I still hope it's good. Don't know if it will be, but I still hope.
Okay, 1 second. Let me find out what the movie was. I think it was called... It's like he... It's based on a true story, and he goes to a family's house in New York, and he says, "I'm friends with your son who's out in college, and I need a place to stay." And it's like a rich white family, and they like take in this black kid who they don't know.
Fresh like Prince of Bel Air?
No.
What?
6 Degrees of Separation.
What movie? 1993. No way that made him a star.
An affluent New York couple finds their lives touched, intruded upon, and compelled by a mysterious young black man who is never quite who he says he is.
That didn't make him a star. No one knows that movie.
Breakout hit. That's the movie before Bad Boys.
What?
That movie came out before Bad Boys. Bad Boys came out before Independence Day.
Oh, Bad Boys is the movie that made him a star then.
I don't know. This movie's weird.
No one knows that movie. Give me a top 10 Will Smith movies. No one will name that
one. No, of course not. That's a breakout hit, though.
I'm saying makes you a star. I don't care what movie was your first movie.
It has the...
It's whatever has makes
Donald
you...
Sutherland, Ian McKellen, and Greece?
Give me how much he got paid, and then when that pay jumps, that's when he became a star. Right after that.
I bet you he got paid like next to nothing for this movie, and he got paid a lot during Bad Boys.
But...
That would be the big pay jump.
I'm saying the big jump from Bad Boys to Independence Day to Men in Black.
Oh, of course. He's been growing since. He just asked for $50 million. Imagine how much money he made on Focus.
I know. He's a star.
He's just constantly making... He's just constantly jumping to more money.
Yeah, but... You jump a...
Actually, he probably made more... He probably went down from Focus to Concussion.
Probably. He's like, this is my Oscar Focus, movie.
He's like... he's like, I need an Oscar. Okay, The Neon Demon. Made by Amazon Studios.
Ooh. Ooh, made by Amazon Studios.
Is that Christina Hendricks?
Small towns, It's the Matrix room.
Yeah, it is her.
Yep.
From Nicholas something something. It's like about models or something. Oh, the director of Drive. I was not rewatching that movie recently.
I should watch it for the first time.
You never seen it?
No. You guys always reference it, but so I should probably watch it.
That you'll watch, but not that thing.
I'll probably watch that before that thing you do. No one references that except you, so I think it's better, but Brian references Drive.
It's like a coming of age tale.
Whoa. Some whoa, there's like a mountain lion in there?
Or a cougar or something.
It's crazy. There's craziness in this movie. I do not know what's going on, but.
Yeah. Visually, it looks stunning.
There's some. Whoa. What is going on? That could be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, but so is the trailer for Spring Breakers.
True. Trailers are deceiving, but
the last one is The Shallows.
Ooh, yeah, this movie looks cool.
I've never seen a trailer for it.
Oh, it's like Jaws.
Well, there.
Well, in the fact that there's a shark.
Yeah.
And they're in the water. But it's like, it seems like it's like, what's that movie where they're in the water?
Reef. The Reef is like just one girl versus the shark.
That's what this looks like. But the shark looks crazy. But this movie is probably like terrifying.
This is a long trailer. It's like a 2.5 minute long trailer.
I think she like died, and this is the. He did.
I would love to see that GoPro footage.
Yeah.
Plan.
40 yards. It takes him 32 seconds.
Damn, that shark looks like a megalodon.
It's so big.
The Shallows. Not just another day at the beach. I just can't believe this movie's gonna be good, though. Name a good shark movie that's come out since Jaws.
Deep Blue Sea. I love that movie.
You're
so like, great. Such a great movie.
Is that the one with LL Cool J?
Yes.
Okay.
Smart Sharks.
Nope.
Love it. Pass. So much. So great.
Try again.
No, that's the only answer, and that's the greatest answer.
Let's talk about a trailer that you saw.
Yes. I saw the Legend of Zelda trailer.
Oh, no, I was talking about another trailer.
Oh.
Another video game trailer that you saw. Try again.
You want to start with the Legend of Zelda trailer?
Yeah, it's the Legend of Zelda trailer.
You see this one?
Yeah. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Of course, I saw this one.
Yes. This was like the big talk of E3.
Yeah, the most talked about, most tweeted about game at E3.
Yes, pretty intense, pretty awesome. We already knew it was open world, but it looks huge.
12 times the size of Twilight Princess.
Crazy.
Apparently,
it's so big.
What we saw at E3 was only 1% of the game.
That's
like
insane.
The playable demo.
They
was
played
only
1% for like an hour.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy.
There's like an hour worth of gameplay footage on YouTube that I did not watch.
Yeah, like this is the most exciting like Wii U game there's been.
Yeah,
like, it's pretty. Looks like a real game.
It's like Wii. Okay, so the Wii U game, and it's going to be a launch title for the NX.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like people, and it comes out in March 2017, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, I don't know if I'm going to buy it or for the Wii U or the NX, mm-hmm. is what I'm reading online.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh, I might buy it for both. And then I was like, well, Twilight Princess was a launch title for the Wii U, or for the Wii, and it came out on the GameCube as well. But like, they came out the same day for both consoles. So if it comes out for the NX, I might just buy an NX if they have like a Zelda edition as a launch.
Yeah.
Or I buy it for the Wii U until they have a Zelda edition and mm-hmm. buy it for them. Because I can't be quitting that tradition.
Yeah.
But yeah, this looks awesome. There's like, the apparently there's like crazy. Hunting.
All that fire stuff is insane.
Yeah, there's like hunting. Did you see the fire thing where like, if it's like you set up a campfire and it's windy and then like you strike at the fire, you
One little branch, it goes
it'll travel with the wind and stuff.
There's like some gameplay footage I was watching. It's like the physics are so good. Like, you have to hit a tree to cross the thing, but if you don't hit it right, it'll go off the edge and like it won't work.
And you have to like cook and stuff, and you have to like hunt and collect stuff.
Fishing and like,
you
go in the air, shoot arrows and stuff. It looks pretty awesome.
Looks pretty great. I'm really excited for this game. I can't think of any game I've been more excited for in recent time.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Because I love me some Zelda.
Yeah.
The other game?
Other game was out of nowhere. No one really knew about it. But they did have this trailer for a Spider-Man game.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks pretty damn epic. You didn't see this one?
I saw parts of it.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. It was only like a minute teaser or so, but it was just like, it just looks so awesome. And like, the only thing I can think to describe is like, it looks like a real game, like more like a Batman type game, but it's like you feel like you're in the real world, but you just have Spider-Man there and he like, it looks how it would really be. It's pretty crazy.
Like the Spider-Man movie games tend to be really good.
Uh-huh.
Like Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man game for PS2, I think.
Yeah.
Was awesome. Free world. And you just like went around and you could web sling, which was like, you could swing around, which was awesome.
Yeah. So they didn't show too much. Like they showed Spider-Man doing cool stuff and just like going through the city and stuff. And they didn't show any villains or anything. They showed like some bad guys in some kind of black mask. I don't know who that was. But it just looked like, it looked pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And they say they're going to start like, this may launch a whole new set of Marvel games in general. And they're saying we're no longer, like, because they haven't done a video game in a while, but they used to do, like, tie-ins to some of their movies. They're saying they're not doing that anymore. It's all original story. And they're just trying to make, like, epic games that don't coincide with movie release dates and stuff. So they can actually, like, spend time, like, on making good games. So that's pretty exciting because, like, they have such great characters. You can, if they just concentrated on the games, they can make some great stuff.
Did you see that Star Wars game at E3? It was a VR game.
I didn't see it.
It's like a Star Wars virtual reality game that's free if you have Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires a Star Wars virtual reality attachment thing.
Uh-huh.
But you're in the pilot. Like, you're in the cockpit of stuff. Like of, and that's you're in great. Just, like, giant space battles. And people are like, you don't realize how big some of these, like, ships are until you're there looking around and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
So I was like, I guess I need to buy a PS4.
Yeah. And they're releasing a new
Like the new Xbox and new PS4.
Yeah, but they're both like the same. They just have different components.
They have like upgraded visual stuff, so they can supposedly it can run. New games will run on both. It's, I don't know. It makes
yeah. It's just like,
but it'll look better. Like that's how the NX is going to be, where it's going to look better on the NX, but it's the same game.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.